This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our favorite guys is standing by, Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive. We'll continue telling us all about some of the great content that is available to you guys 100% free of charge at ConsumerGuide.com, including the Daily Drive, which is the blog that the folks at Consumer Guide put together for you folks on the other side of the radio. Coming up a little bit later on, in this hour, we're going to be talking about the Edsel. That's right, one of the most controversial vehicles, and I don't want to say ugliest vehicles, but some would say ugliest vehicles ever made. But Don Jones from the Old Car Guide, oldcarguys.com, will be with us to tell us all about it. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@bobLongRadio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Tom Appel is publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, and recently, of course, we did a couple of different segments with him about the 2015 Best Buys. Welcome back, Tom. Thank you very much for hanging with us. And I really love your 2015 Best Buys and encourage people to log on to Consumer Guide and check them all out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We put a lot of effort trying to nail down the best possible vehicles in each class. It's good to see that people use those.
Do you find, I know when I was at Motor Trend, I mean, as the years tick on here, as vehicles get more and more competitive, as we see, kind of at one time there was a definite quality gap between Japanese cars and, let's say, American cars, and we've seen that gap totally disappear. It becomes harder and harder to choose some of these winners because the cars, there really isn't a bad car out there. They're all good. So making these kind of lists and these kind of choices can be very difficult.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point. That's a conversation that I've had a lot recently with different folks who do what I do for a living, and that's that there are no bad cars, and I think that that's absolutely true. I think the discussion now is finding a car that's perfect for you and what you want to do. And instead of buying a bad car, what you're really trying to do now is buy a car that you can live with for a long time, because people are financing cars for 5, 6, and 7 years. So whatever you're buying, you're probably going to be stuck with for a while or have to live with for a while, hopefully. And I think that the conversation turns from not buying a bad duck to buying a vehicle you really like and can live with for a long time.
Oh, so true. And when you stop and think about the average age of a new vehicle out there on the highways and byways of North America being 10, 11 years old, loads of people are getting into vehicles, and they're going to be more than pleasantly surprised, just blown away with how far we've come in that amount of time. Boy, I'll tell you, I wish the lottery gods would shine on me, because there are just so many new vehicles that I would personally love to own, Tom. I mean, everything from the sports cars, from the new Z06 Corvette to the Hellcats from Dodge to the new Mustang to, and we're just scratching the surface there to a gazillion other vehicles. This is truly a golden age, and nowadays you can buy a sedan like that Hellcat Charger or many others that we talk about here on the broadcast that will run rings around the old supercars of not that long ago, the Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
Yeah, one of the things I like to mention to people every now and then is that a new Hyundai Azera, will reach 0-60 faster than an 84 Corvette.
Very good. That's a good fact. I like that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite sort of juxtaposition things, because in 84, the Corvette was brand new and it was technology.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yes, it was.
And for the time, it was fast.
was. It was a groundbreaking car, and you know, it achieved more than one G on a skid pad. I know the original 84s, they rode so hard, and they had to make some adjustments because the Chevrolet actually tuned it, especially with the performance package, to achieve the big grip numbers that the car magazines would be able to achieve in testing. And I heard that there were a number of 84 and 85 Corvettes that the windshields actually cracked just from the stiffness of the suspension.
Yeah, I remember the desperate moves that General Motors made by 85 and 86 to soften the suspension as much as they could.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other new vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to check out of late. This one I have not been in. It's a new vehicle from Chevrolet called the Trax for 2015. And I understand you guys were quite pleasantly surprised by this vehicle.
Yeah, we were. For people who don't know, the Trax is really mechanically very simple, similar to the Buick Encore, in that it rides that very short wheelbase, and it's a sort of a subcompact crossover, a segment that really didn't exist a couple of years ago. But Chevy has now entered the fray, a surprising price point, a little lower than I expected, but it'll start around $21,000. But the great thing about this car is that it's wonderfully parkable for people who live in the city. The upright seating position means that you can put four full-size adults in it, and it is surprisingly refined.
Another vehicle that I haven't had the opportunity to have seat time in yet is the Cadillac ATS. And now, of course, you can get it both in sedan and coupe form. They just introduced in L.A. a V-Series. But the one that you guys spent some time in recently was a 2015 ATS with the 2-liter, the four-cylinder turbo. How did you like this ATS from Cadillac, Tom?
With one major complaint, I liked it very much. The 2-liter turbo is such a refined and refined engine, and then the torque comes out of it just immediately. If you weren't paying attention or if you didn't know, you wouldn't think it wasn't just a potent V6. It's a great handling car. The interior is beautiful. There's really not a lot here not to like. My problem is, an enthusiast's dream is that it came with a manual transmission, and it's a fairly clunky transmission. I was very disappointed by that. The 1-2 shift is extremely complicated, and it's very easy to miss second for some reason. But other than that, the car's a delight.
Another vehicle that has graced the driveway of Consumer Guide recently is from GMC. It's a 2015 GMC Yukon SLT, and I had a Yukon a little while back, and it really surprised me. Mine was the top end, the Denali, just chock full of all kinds of technology, and I was so impressed with the way that my particular vehicle, which had the magnetic ride control, handled. I mean, for a large vehicle, these things have come a country mile in the way that they're able to take corners and feel more secure on the highway.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, because these are still very much traditional trucks. They're big body-on-frame beasts, still have solid beam axles in back, though, independently hung on the corners. But despite all that, they're incredibly refined. They're quiet. The ride is great. As you mentioned, if you're driving the Cadillac or a model the Denali with the magnetic ride control, the handling is surprisingly good as well.
Yeah, it really, really surprised me. It surprised my wife, too, who really likes small cars. And, you know, she was very pleasantly surprised with the way that the vehicle rode and the way that the vehicle, didn't have some of the normal attributes that you used to have with the old truck body-on-frame SUVs. I remember driving in the late 80s, I think it was just a GM, and I think it was a Chevy Tahoe. Drove it from Boston down to that same Connecticut Concours that happens every year, the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance, and it felt like at times the vehicle at normal highway speeds was just all over the place, and that was just the fact that it was truck based. And my normal driver back then was a daily driver was a Corvette, so it was quite a step going from the Corvette into that vehicle. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the five most powerful American cars of 1986 with Tom Appel. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again. are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back to Auto World. This program has actually been on the air for more than 20 years. I started it back in 1992 in its original time slot, and it's still on in its original time slot, and it has expanded in recent years as I was the former host of Motor Trend Radio for 10 years and its successor, Motor News Weekly, for 2 years, and all of those stations have followed us over here into expanded hours of Auto World. Auto World, and we're having a ball. And one of the things that I used to say quite often here on the program, what we like to do is look ahead to the vehicles of tomorrow, review the vehicles of today, and remember the vehicles of yesterday. Do a little bit of reminiscing, and that's what we're going to do with Tom Appel, our very special guest and contributor. Pretty soon we're going to see Tom up on the official Auto World Radio website as one of our regular contributors. I'm waiting for my web guy to get that taken care of, because he has become a staple here on the show and does such a wonderful job as publisher of Consumer Guide, and he also has some wonderful stories that he writes at the Daily Drive, including the five most powerful American cars of 86. Before we talk about that, Tom, why don't we remind folks about Consumer Guide Automotive, how long it's been around, and all the cool things that you guys offer, and now's the time that you can actually go out and purchase a print version of the Consumer Guide Annual. So tell us all about the Consumer Guide stuff for 2014, 2015, all the wonderful things that you guys do.
Well, I will. Thank you very much. Yeah, Consumer Guide was established in 1967. We're still roughly in the same place we've always been, which is just in the outskirts of Chicago, Illinois. We've been doing our best buys now since the mid-late 70s. All of our new car reviews and everything you want to know about new cars can be found at consumerguide.com. We try to have some fun with the car world on the Daily Drive blog. That's cgdailydrive.com. And as you mentioned, yeah, our best buy book is now on bookshelves and checkout stands. That's the 2015 Best Buys edition, and you can find that right now. It should be up till middle of January.
Oh, great. I love when you do these pieces kind of reminiscing about the vehicles of yesterday. So let's go back in time to 1986, the five most powerful American cars of that particular era. And, of course, you know, back then, horsepower was nowhere near at the numbers that we see today. And back then, we were told that we were never going to see the kind of horsepower numbers that were produced during that era in future eras. So, thankfully, computing technology and engineering has kept horsepower alive and well. But the most powerful vehicle of 1986 is the Buick Grand National T-Type with 235 horsepower. I have never had the opportunity to drive one of these Grand Nationals. I have a very loyal listener in New Mexico that owns one, very proud of it, and I've done interviews. They actually did a wonderful documentary on this vehicle, and we've spoken to the documentary maker. It's called Black Air. If you ever get a chance to check that out, you'd very much enjoy it. But this was a very interesting vehicle and put out a lot of ponies for its day, 235. And many people suspected that that number wasn't the real number, that it actually put out significantly more.
Yeah, a lot of people suspect that. And they really suspected that when the GNX came around a year or two later. But a lot of what was going on with this engine, too, was torque. And the 235 horsepower doesn't tell that full story. You have what, by modern standards, is a very large engine, a 3.8-liter V6. And it's turbocharged, which is always one of those things that affects torque more than it does horsepower, or traditionally does. Yeah, and these moved out, and these were among the fastest cars of the era, too.
They really were, and, you know, it's not the most aerodynamically slick vehicle, but these vehicles, you know, would scoot 0 to 60 in the fours, and back then that was just unheard of. I mean, it was supercar-like performance. I always used to hear stories up in New England in the cold weather times, and you certainly would appreciate this in Chicago, that the folks that own some of these vehicles in the wintertime would take out the hose at night and they would soak up that intercooler so it would get all iced up in the morning. And then the vehicle would be an absolute tiger when you fired it up the first thing the next morning.
Yeah, there was actually a story like that, too, when Car and Driver tested the GMC Cyclone. I think that was the supercharged pickup, or the turbocharged pickup, I'm sorry, where they actually ran the air intake through a bed full of ice to try to cool off that charge.
Oh, that's great. In second place, believe it or not, was the Corvette for 1986. We saw the convertible return to the Corvette lineup during 1986. But the familiar 5.7-liter, 350-cubic-inch V8 put out 230 horsepower. And again, back then, this was big stuff. I mean, no one was saying, oh, only 230 horsepower. It was more like, wow, 230 horsepower. It's interesting that in looking back here, that the suits at General Motors allowed the Buick Grand National to surpass it, because you kind of think when it comes to GM that the Corvette is going to be the high watermark when it comes to horsepower.
Yeah, that happened a couple of times through the years. You have a couple of years where the Trans Am, with its 400 cubic inch engine, was able to produce more power than the Corvette II. And this was the year two, or was it the year prior? This is 86, 85, when the Corvette finally got tuned port injection, replacing the somewhat bizarre Crossfire injection system.
Remember it well, the Crossfire injection debuted in the 82 Corvette, and then we saw it in the Camaros and the Firebirds and their all-new introduction in, I believe it was 82 that those came out. But, the tune port injection was a big, big difference. Coming up with 220 horsepower back in 1986 was the Chevrolet Camaro IROC. This is the IROC Z, and this is very, very interesting that the base engine nowadays, a base engine in a Camaro is a V6 that puts out I believe 330 horsepower. Back in 1986, the base Camaro engine was an 88 horsepower 2.5 liter 4-cylinder engine.
Yeah, that was a troubling nod to fuel economy, and I don't remember what we were calling that engine at the time. It was a variation of the Iron Duke that might have been called the Tech 4 at the time, but that just meant that it was fuel injected.
And there's a bit of a legend about the IROC Z for 1986, that only 50 IROC Zs were built with the 5.7-liter V8. Putting out 220 horsepower, and other IROC Zs had to do with 190 horsepowers from the 5-liter V8. So, again, this was a high watermark, and he's a pretty well-known automotive journalist, Ezra Dyer. I know how he first got his job at Automobile Magazine. You'll get a kick out of this. He wrote, unsolicited from college, a letter to the then editor-in-chief, Gene Jennings, off the AC/DC song. He wrote an article called, "For Those About to IROC, We Salute You."
I've heard that story. I love that.
When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up 86 with Tom Appel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Straight ahead in the on-deck circle, Tom. Well, straight ahead in the on-deck circle is Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. We've got to Tom Appel from Consumer Guide Automotive with us right now. Just got distracted because I started looking ahead at some of the things we're going to be talking about with the Edsel. But right now we're wrapping up with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, about the most powerful cars of 1986. Let's run them down again in order. The most powerful car of 86 was the Buick Grand National T-Type, 235 horsepower. Second place, the Chevrolet Corvette, 230 horsepower. The IROC Z with the 5.7 liter V8, which put out 220 horsepower. And now we're up to the Mustang, and it isn't a GT Mustang. This is the beginnings of what is now known as the SVT division, the Special Vehicle Team division within Ford. Back then, it was called the Special Vehicles Operations Division, the SVO Mustang, and this was the highest tune of the SVOs for 1986, 205 horsepower out of 2.3 liters. Not a bad achievement.
No, not a bad achievement at all. That's just a lot of specific horsepower for the period to get that kind of power out of a 2.3 liter engine.
And when you compare it to the Mustang GT's 5-liter V8 back then, it only had 200 horsepower. And I think it's ironic, I think there was a marketing move with this, but then again, they're only dealing with people who are auto geeks like myself. But that original SVO Mustang had a 2.3-liter four-cylinder, 140 cubic inches. And this new 2015 EcoBoost engine is also 2.3-liter engine, same displacement, but putting out, in the 300s, both in torque and in horsepower. And then we've got the Pontiac Trans Am on the list here with the 5-liter V8 putting out 205 horsepower. And when I look at the picture of that at ConsumerGuide.com, it was a pretty good-looking vehicle for the era, wasn't it, Tom?
Yeah, I really like that. I've been a fan of the Trans Am for a number of years, and I remember loving the 76 to 77 changeover. And I love this one, too. There's just something very serious about it. They were also capitalizing on the aerodynamics at the time on the Firebird side, and I recall seeing advertisements with drag coefficients on this. Very low numbers.
When I was out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas back in November, I saw a number of folks taking Camaros and turning them into faux Firebirds, faux Trans Ams. Some people, they still love that Trans Am name, and of course many of them wish that the Pontiac brand had not gone away, but certainly a great vehicle for its day.
Yeah, it's a shame to lose the Firebird name especially, but yeah, I think that's gone. I've seen some of these conversions, and I'm not entirely sure I can call them successful.
And a very diplomatic way of saying that. Excellent. Well, Tom, as usual, it's a pleasure having you here on Auto World. Again, remind folks about all the cool stuff that can be found at ConsumerGuide.com.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. Our new car reviews are at ConsumerGuide.com. We have some fun over at the CG Daily Drive blog. And if you're just looking for it, our Best Buy book is on newsstands right now.
Wonderful. No doubt we'll have you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, thank you. Looking forward to it.
We move from the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive to the man behind the oldcarguys.com, the wonderful website and media company, and he's been doing his research. And today we're going to shine a spotlight on the Edsel. Now, Phil Skinner, who's the collector car market editor of the Kelley Blue Book, frequent contributor to the show here as well, is an Edsel collector and loves the Edsel. But this is a vehicle which has a very unique history. Welcome, number one. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. It's great to have you back with us. What's going on in Missouri?
Not too much. The weather is not quite as cold as it has been, but very rainy, and I'm looking out the back window at the swamp in the back, and it's definitely full of water. But we're getting ready for Christmas, and had a great experience yesterday with most of the nostalgia racing champions in the United States at a big party in Kennewiskum, Missouri. And I had to talk to a lot of Mopar guys out there, about 300 of them all gathered around the beer cooler and the campfire talking Mopars.
Oh, that sounds like lots of fun. Well, let's talk Edsels here, because this is a vehicle with a really unique history. Let's go back in time. This was it wasn't just a car. It was planned to be a brand within the Ford Motor Company. Tell us a little bit about the history and the goals for this Edsel brand.
Actually, the Ford Motor Company came up with this idea probably starting in the mid-50s, and by 58, they were ready to go ahead and market it, this new car. They were looking for a car that would compete with the upper lines of the General Motors cars, kind of discovered that the Lincoln wasn't really competing with the Cadillac, but competing with the Buicks and Oldsmobiles. So they decided they were going to shift the brands around and create a brand between the Mercury and the Ford called the Edsel, named after the son of the creator of the Ford Motor Company, Edsel B. Ford.
Great story, absolutely. And I understand that Overall, when you take a look back at the Edsel, the Ford Motor Company really lost a lot of money, and certainly took some hits on the PR front with the failure of the Edsel.
Yeah, they certainly did. The idea of the car, it was researched, and they spent millions of dollars of coming up with a name and coming up with a concept for the car. This was this kind of a situation is that they were asking questions in the mid-50s, and by the late-50s, the market had shifted away from the answers they were getting. So when they set up the Edsel brand, they published it. They spent the millions of dollars on advertising. They released it around the 4th of September, 1957. They even created a special TV show called the Edsel Show that appeared on TV on the 13th of October of 1957.
Wow. What was on that show?
I
can
vaguely remember this.
Yeah.
For months, they had this buzz going. They wouldn't show what the car looked like. They would show it either through a blurred lens, or when it arrived on the showroom or in the showroom, it was covered in tarps and even wrapped up in a paper like a present.
Yep, lots of anticipation. That's great that they had the television show. I understand off the bat, Edsel was sold through a network of approximately 1,187 dealers, and Ford ramped that up significantly, bringing the total number of dealers of all Ford products to 10,000. This is interesting the Edsel... The Edsel struggled a little bit in the dealer area, it looks like.
Yeah, it did. And what happened is that they priced the Edsel in between the Ford and the Mercury, so there was quite a bit of overlap in prices. And when people went in to look at the car, they were really, you know, seeing one or the other. They were either seeing the Ford or the Mercury, so it really wasn't standing out as its own brand. So it didn't take very long before sales were dropping off, and the dealerships were adding extra brands. They'd either become a Edsel Lincoln Mercury, or overseas they would pick up a Ford of Britain or Ford of Germany franchises. And, you know, really just some of the smaller dealers just went out of business.
When we come back on the other side, the Edsel was chock full of innovative features, and Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com is going to tell us about these features and lots more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Don Jones is with us. He's the gentleman behind the website, theoldcarguys.com, media company as well, and we're talking about the history of the Ford Edsel. This is a fascinating story. We may carry this over for another week because there's just so much to talk about. Before we go back to the Edsel and all the great innovations that it brought into the mix, let's just check in with Don on the latest at theoldcarguys.com website. What's going on there? What's the latest, Don? Any big news to report on the website?
Well, not too much going on our website. We are pushing, looking to change our face a little bit and not only have cars and salvage yard parts, but we're going after the new car market, and we'll be pushing that between now and the first of the year. We're also writing the scripts for the new one-minute radio show that we're planning on coming out with, hopefully by the first of the year. And we're working with a recording studio in the St. Louis area to go ahead and try to record the first 10 episodes here in the next couple weeks.
Oh, that sounds great. Excellent idea. Let's talk about some of these innovative features that the Edsel introduced, including a rolling dome speedometer. Tell us about that.
Right, yeah. And instead of having the needle sweeping across the face, they had a pivoting dome that would increase and change colors as it rotated clockwise across the front of the speedometer housing. It was, you know, kind of a cool little thing for the time. There were some of the first cars to come out with the warning lights, of which we dubbed idiot lights in the day. And it would show conditions like the low oil level, parking braking gauge, the temperature or overheating of the engine. The kind of problem with the gauges, though, particularly like with the overheating and the low oil level, by the time they came on, it was like maybe too late.
So you had to take immediate action, and
wow.
A lot of people started looking at those as opposed to checking their oil.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of scary. Let's talk about the transmission shifting system. It was located in the center of the steering wheel. Tell us about this particular system.
Yeah, it was kind of a neat system at the time. There were five buttons, park, neutral, reverse, low and high, or low and drive, that were placed within the steering column. And for a slightly less price, you could get a conventional column shift knob, which in retrospect, I would advise that as opposed to doing the center touch. It kind of confused people, and when they went to honk the horn, they, you know, inadvertently changed gears. But it was kind of cool at the time, and I remember seeing them and thinking, well, gee, that's like sliced bread.
They also, the
ergonomically designed controls for the driver. They had self-adjusting brakes, and incorrectly, Edsel claimed to be the first in the industry to do this. Unfortunately, Studebaker had pioneered it about 10 years earlier. But what the heck, some people have a short memory. And then they had the seat belts, they weren't an option. They basically were a standard feature where the other car manufacturers were adding them on as an option. And child-proof rear doors, and they locked with a key.
That was smart.
Oh, yeah. And so there was, you know, quite a few kind of neat things that were coming out with the car. And unfortunately, as time went on, most of these things became points of failure.
No question about it. Let's talk about some of those early sales numbers. In the first year, 63,130 Edsels were sold in the U.S., and an additional almost 5,000, 4,935, were sold in Canada. Though below expectations, this nevertheless represented the second largest launch for any new car brand to date, exceeding only by Plymouth, which was introduced in 1928. In 59, they came back with only two series. Tell us about the two offerings for 59.
Right, they dropped because of the overlapping between the Ford lines at the bottom end and the Mercurys at the top. Edsel's reduced their line of cars down to the Ranger and the Corsair. And probably, I would imagine, got rid of the two of the lowest selling models. But their sales dropped to just under 45,000 in 59, with about another 2,500 up in Canada. And this pretty well was putting the death toll to the Edsel brand. They projected sales in 58 to be over 100,000, so coming in at about 63% of that, it just wasn't holding up, and they were losing money or bleeding money as if they cut an artery.
Mm-hmm.
And by 1960, they decided to go ahead and give up the brand, and they only produced about 2,850 cars. And at that time, they were sharing the same engine and transmission as the Ford.
Wow. Let's talk about the end of the era, which was 1960, for the 1960 model year. They actually ceased production on November 19th of 1959. For 1960, only 2,846 vehicles were produced, and these cars share engines and transmissions. So after a pretty decent start for 58, I mean, this vehicle really went downhill quite fast.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And by the time they closed the production in 1960, they produced only 116,000 more or less of the cars. Pathetic when it comes to marketing a car, particularly over 3 years. And this was less than half of what they needed for the break even. So the company by that time had lost $350 million in 1960 dollars, which is in the neighborhood of $2.8 billion in 2014 and it was just pathetic.
What do you think were some of the reasons why the Edsel project failed?
Well, there are probably a number of reasons, and probably the first one is that the Edsel came out at a time where the whole marketing concept of cars was changing. The great leaders of World War II were now great industrial giants. There was a lot of change of thinking based on things that we learned to do in warfare that we could take over and put into manufacturing, into business in America. And they did marketing research, but by the time they took their research and put it into manufacturing the car, the market had shifted, and it shifted to lesser priced cars, more economical cars, a little bit smaller cars. And by the time the Edsel came out, the market was gone for it. They spent over $400 million getting the car out, and they used ideas that they got from the people, and it just wasn't working anymore. There was no test marketing for the vehicle. The concepts of the styling had changed.
Yeah, just sounds like a wrong time to launch the vehicle, and certainly stylistically, the Edsel was criticized a lot by its grill treatment, and people even refer to that today.
Yeah, it is. Some of the engineers at Ford that weren't directly connected with the Edsel referred to it as probably the ugliest car that ever was created, particularly the first 2 years with the horse collar or the toilet seat grill. It had an awful lot of chrome on it. By the last year, it was looking more like a Mercury than anything else. And mm-hmm. people came to the showroom, they really weren't seeing what it was advertised. To them, it looked like the cross between a Ford and a Mercury. And it came out at that time. There was a recession in 57, and the money wasn't there. And when people went to look at a car expecting something great, that they weren't seeing what they expected. And they walked out of the showroom with a sticker shock.
Yeah, no, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Do you think that there's a possibility that we might see a major car maker like Ford or General Motors or the folks at the Chrysler Group that might entertain doing a vehicle like this again? What do you think, Don?
Well, I think, we have different cars. I think even Jaguar came out with a harsh collar type grill. And I think from time to time, as people's likes and dislikes up and wane, that we may in fact see something that could look like a miniaturized Edsel.
It should be interesting. We'll talk more about this on another edition. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.